Do you want more energy, better sleep, and better health? Who wouldn't? Get a free Scalar Light no obligation 15-day trial at scalarlight.com.
Welcome to One Qi, the home of Qigong on UK Health Radio. We're a community of Qigong teachers exploring our similarities and embracing our differences. And here's your host, Clara Apollo.
So welcome to another episode of One Qi. You're in the Qi Zone with me, Clara Apollo, here on UK Health Radio. And on this episode, we're diving into demystifying what's occurring with this word stress. You know, you hear it everywhere. You're probably very aware of how it's affecting your body. You may not be aware of all the things that you can do to help. I'm certainly not aware of all of them, but I do know that my Qigong practice is my go-to. And indeed, I have been practicing Qigong since the mid-1990s. I've been teaching it since 1999, like unofficially. I did my training with the London College of Elemental Qigong, did 4-year training there. But anyway, what I have found is that one of the key points that really helps people is this de-stressing aspect. And indeed, Qigong is designed to help us de-stress in many different aspects of ourselves. So this is around the organs, this is around our breath and our minds and our bodies. So I was having a chat with my mate Haroon, who was on the show a few weeks back interviewing me, and it was just so juicy. I thought, I really would love to get you on now. Let's do a Haroon and Clara chat about stress. So welcome back to One Qi, Haroon Rabbani.
Thank you, Clara. It is wonderful to have you back, and I love these conversations. Like I said earlier on to you before the recording, why aren't we just recording our conversations? Because this is very pertinent stuff. So thank you for having me back.
Well, I think stress is a really pertinent piece of the jigsaw puzzle, because already before the pandemic, the current one, already the levels of stress in our society was becoming a pandemic in itself, wouldn't you say? So, and having this having gone on now, what is happening with people? Have you got some stats for us, Haroon?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is 2018 now, according to Mental Health .org.uk, which is a highly respected organization. 74% of UK adults have felt so much stress at some point over the last year. This is in 2018, 2017. Okay. They felt overwhelmed or unable to cope. 81% of women said this, compared to 67% of men. So in other words, women are getting more stressed than men. And young people, my goodness, 83% of 18 to 24-year-olds said this, compared to 65% compared to who are 55. So in other words, let me translate, 83% of young people are feeling stressed. 55-year-olds, we're talking about 65%. Now, when we talk about stress, of course, I'm not talking about I'm late for work or school or college or whatever, but I'm talking about the distress. So that's a huge number. This is pre-pandemic.
So what is it like now?
Well, you know, I don't have the exact stats simply because they haven't collated all the stats that we need. But according to one of the key US sites, what they talk about is that pre-pandemic, about 10% of people were suffering severe stress. We're talking about now getting to a point of depression, some kind of depressive disorder. That's 1 in 10. But now it's 4 in 10. So it's quadrupled since the pandemic.
So
the thing is, there are many, many reasons, of course, that what in terms of the cause of the stress. But ultimately, you know, the whole, for example, being locked in your house, getting prevented from seeing your family members, going to funerals of loved ones and so on, they're all important. However, ultimately, Clara, this is why I absolutely love our conversations, because ultimately it boils down to energy and the management of energy or energy.
It does. And it feels to me also like stress is hidden. It's like it become normalized. It's like you get the badge for being stressed out, or used to. And yet it's misunderstood. It's such a caustic way of behaving. It affects your physiology, specifically your adrenal glands, the cortisol. You know, you're getting inflammatory responses, which has a knock-on effect on your guts and all your digestive arena, as well as your blood vessels and your brain. You know, basically, the inflammatory response is not meant to be constant. It's like the adrenal response as well. We're meant to do the fight, flight, or freeze, not hang out in cortisol alley forever, liking the effects of being all speedy and on it. You know, the normalization of stress is very concerning for me, and I'm somebody that actually kind of has been through quite a journey with all of this back in the 90s, being a costume designer, working on films, having a young son. But I thought I was okay because I would always bounce back. My energy would let me bounce back all the time. I'm all right. I'll look after others. And yet I wasn't. I had chronic herpes. I didn't know why. I thought it's because I was eating the wrong foods. It's like, mate, would you just slow down? Would you listen and look after yourself? And I don't know about you, Harun, but do you think you need to give yourself a good permission to slow down? It's like, oh, slow down, giving up. But I think people are getting it more these days, that they know that that is what they need to do.
See, the problem is we've been brainwashed and trained to live under severe stressful conditions. And it all started off, in particular, since the industrialization, since the Industrial Revolution. So the Industrial Revolution was all about the worker bees, the working class people, producing people who are the riches, the landowners, the royalty, the nobility. And so the education system and the prison system, the people who designed them, were the same people, which is, education was all about conformity, learning to work. It wasn't anything to do with health. Health wasn't an issue. The issue was, can you produce enough stuff in your life? Now, the challenge was the system of education is called the Austrian system, which goes back to the Prussian War, actually. And during the Prussian War, Napoleon was very impressed by the Prussians because their people, both sides, were peasants who took up arms as to become militiamen, to become part of the army. But the Prussians, the Austrians, in essence, they've been trained to listen to instructions. The French, of course, they're not very good at listening to instructions, best of times. They were so impressed that they took on the education system. So our current education system, so basically from kindergarten onwards, is all about conformity. Here's the thing. Conformity also means not standing out. It means not being free. When we are not expressing our natural freedom and creativity, the opposite is fight, flight to survival. Look at the animal kingdom. Mm. If a herd of antelopes get chased by a lion or lioness, usually, but sometimes lions as well do some work. If they get chased by them, once they've captured, the lion's captured one of the antelopes, the rest run off, they shake it off, and within minutes, they're back to normal again. 97% of the time, they are not in fight or flight. Human beings, we've been conditioned to be in flight or fight through all the technology mechanisms, the social media addictions, the work style, like of 9 till 5 nonsense, the way we eat. We've been conditioned to actually be under stress. Now, here's the problem. Being under so much stress, so much, it makes you exhausted. Mm. It takes away your creativity. Mm. Because we're not creative when we're stressed and depressed and anxious. And so by doing that, it's easy to control you. And I'm not being conspiratorial here. I'm just saying this is fact.
That's how it is. Exactly.
I'm not a scientist, but I work with scientists and I ask deep questions. And what I found out is this, that as long as you are under stress condition, just enough to keep you alive, but plenty enough to keep you away from creativity, you are going to be easily controlled, manipulated, exploited, which today in society, truth be told, I'm not anti this and anti that. I'm just an observer. Mm. I'm not going to get caught up in what people choose to do. Truth is, the people under stress aren't choosing.
That is so true, because people under stress, not only are they not creative, but their mental faculties decrease because there's not as much blood flow going to the brain. So That this all sounds really worrying, and I know that it probably does to you out there in Wanchi, UK Health Radio land. You've heard it all before. You've maybe read about it. What can I do for myself? How can I help myself? And this is something that happened to me back in the 90s. It was like, how can I help myself? I had repetitive strain injuries on both my arms. I couldn't do anything I couldn't write for 2 years. I couldn't look after my little boy. It was like desperate. And I'm like, but it's great having massages. I'm loving having some acupuncture, but what can I do for myself? First thing is like that came was about lifestyle choices. Maybe, you know, going to bed a little bit earlier. I know you've heard all this before, but it makes such a difference to have good quality sleep. And then I looked at the quality of water I was drinking and got myself a filter. I was living in London at the time. So that was a really important. And then it's like, so what am I putting in? So diet and what food, getting your organic food. I was a vegetarian at the time. But what else? What else could I do? And being a forest woman, I found that I was missing having my feet on true planet surface. And I bet you've heard this before, and I bet you do it as well, Haroon. But it's one of the best ways that we can ground in and connect with our great, 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 great grandmother Earth. And it sounds simple. I mean, do you do that, Haroon? Are you, do you go out into nature?
You know what? We have moved away from nature in order to become civilized. By becoming civilized, we move away from our own true nature.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, you know, when a teenager, I don't know if you, you know, recall the, your own experiences, if you've had this experience as a teenager, the first time you fall in love with somebody that you think, oh my God, you get all gaga goo goo over that person. When I'm in nature, on my own, or with my beloved, and just in nature, around the forest, around the trees, or on a beach, or on a mountain. I was actually living in Norway for a little while, a couple of years back, and actually my dream, it wasn't the dream person, but it was the dream place appeared. It was a beautiful apartment halfway up a mountain, surrounded by forest. The forest began, I think, about 20 meters away from my house, only about half a mile or so away from the river. So for me, nature is everything. It's got all those negative ions that you do not get in cities. All those cabling and wiring that you get in cities don't exist in nature. So yes, I at the minimum, at the bare minimum, and I've taught this when I visit my parents, first thing I do when I arrive, take my shoes off and stand on their lawn.
Yes.
Even in the hottest day, the grass is so cooling.
Oh, so moist, isn't it? It is.
It's moist. And there's this flow of energy that, yes, you know, just standing there, just imagine that lightning. What happens to lightning? Lightning is a collection of electrons in the clouds with, on the other side of the planet Earth, the positive charge is moved up, and then electrons will go, when the charge is high enough, it will move from the clouds to the ground to create this positive charge. So when we are standing on ground, bare feet, and if you've got free radicals, meaning positive charge ions, the Earth automatically sends you negative charged ions to balance you out. So there are so many illnesses, so many conditions directly related to having too many positive charge ions in your body.
Yes,
so
yes,
to answer your very simple question in a very long way,
yes,
not yes, grounding is critical for chronic fatigue, chronic health, chronic pain. All of that is amazing.
So let's look at the Qigong standing posture. So yes, absolutely. Physiologically, the earth will help us release, well, she'll help to compost what we're ready to let go of. And that's so fundamental when we come into our Wu Qi, which is our standing posture, which is not feet close together. This is feet like just over hip width apart. So you've got a broad base. You can really nuzzle and nestle into Mother Earth and be with the length of your spine, be with the ease of your knees and your ankles, and be also easy with your breathing, and let yourself become part of nature, because you already are. This is a reconnection of a truth, such a deep fundamental truth, that the earth composts our old detritus, and that creates space in us that is attractive to this new negative ion bounty that the earth just naturally offers us. So that is an absolute key fundamental tenet of Qigong. And so we're going to talk about this more after this amazing track. So with this feeling of nature around us, and as you were speaking there, I was feeling it myself. I could feel that expansion of my energy field just in the memory of being in nature. And I'm sure as you're listening, you'll maybe have a similar response. Well, this track called Mother, I Feel You by Winsong Martin from the album Love is the Medicine. I'm hoping that this is going to also give you an opportunity to deeply steep into your true connection with our great mother.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya. Ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya. Ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Mother, I hear you in the river's song. Eternal waters flowing on and on. Mother, I hear you in the river's song. Eternal waters flowing on and on. Hey-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya. Ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the spirit's gonna take us higher. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the spirit's gonna take us higher. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. eternal waters flowing on and on. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Higher, Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the Spirit's gonna take us higher. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat.
Wow. What did you think of that amazing tune by Wing Song Martin, Mother, I Feel You?
Wow is the answer. Yeah. I tell you what, it reminds me of a time back in 2017, I damaged my lower back. And for 1 month solid, I was in such agonizing pain. And in fact, no, it was more than a month. It's more like 2 months. And a friend of mine lives in Brighton, invited me over. And I stayed over at her family home for 3 days. And I visited the beach, walking the dogs twice a day. Just standing on the beach, breathing in Mother Earth's breath as the tides come in. You know what? I didn't expect it, but my back pain, 90% of it disappeared for at least for the next few weeks, just by being on the beach, breathing in natural air from Mother Earth. Totally. Love it. So this just reminds me of that experience.
Oh, Haroon Rabbani is with me here on Wan Chi on UK Health Radio. We are chatting about stress and how Qigong can help. And we were just before that incredible tune, we were mentioning how important nature is. And I know you will have heard this time and again, but it is so important that we remind each other. It's not that we've heard it before and that we know it. It's like now is a new moment. Now is a new moment to go and be with nature or hear the call of nature. You know, we often go to bathrooms because we can feel the call of nature. But how about we also hear the call of the outside, where we maybe leave devices behind and let ourselves hear the bird song and be with the sound of the wind? I love feeling the wind on my arms when I'm doing the Qigong. If, you know, I feel like, you know, those movements, those swirls that we make in the air, I'm gesticulating now in the air with some sort of swirls and swoops. I love that. It's like I'm stroking the air and the air is stroking me. It's like a relationship with this invisible but fundamental spacious element that we breathe into ourselves, nourishes us, and we express the gratitude of our life. And, you know, it's taken me a while to get to this stage of my life. I turned 60 last week and it was a bit of a thing, let me tell you. We were on the dance floor. Actually, Haroon and his dear partner was with me as well, and a lot of my other friends. And we danced. And apparently, while we were dancing, there was a thunderstorm. Now, isn't that, and it was a full moon. So we've got a lot of magic that we can do. I felt like we were seeding something fundamental in community there, dancing the truth of ourselves into the space. And I had some of my Qigong folk as well. Of course, Haroon also practices Qigong. And the Qi that was rolling around that dance floor was so organic and real and fun and deep. And, you know, this isn't an earnest practice. It's a deep practice, but there's a lot of lightness to it. It's a lot of fun. And so Qigong, as I said a while back, and saved me from myself. I don't know. Have you got a practice that you could say maybe saved you from yourself?
You know, one of the most beautiful things based on what you've said, so my own background is martial arts. I do yoga, I do qigong, I do my martial arts, not as much as I used to. But you're 100% right. When we are, especially in the open air, we have a relationship with the Mother Earth. We have that relationship. We have a relationship with our own body. We have a relationship with that, the 50 trillion cells in our body, which aren't human, the microbes, the bacteria, the viruses. We have a relationship with all of those. And so I think one of the best things anyone can ever do is drop the distractions, because the distractions are destroying your relationship with yourself, with Mother Nature. You know, I worked in the medical devices industry for nearly a decade. I was one of the top performers in my company. We did some top R&D in gastroenterology and then later on in ENT and even gynecology for a short while. So being one of those top people, I got to meet some of the world's leading experts, scientists and doctors and so on, and nurses. Here's what's happened. People have got access to all this medical advancement technology today, and yet we've never been sicker. We've never been more tired. We've never had more chronic fatigue. We've never had more depression and anxiety. Why? Yeah. Because unlike our forefathers and foremothers, unlike them, we are no longer connecting with our own nature.
Yeah.
The devices, the electromagnetic devices, are affecting your electromagnetic field. You know, I go to the gym as well. That's one of the other things I do. I go to the gym and sometimes I just stand there horrified. Especially, I think I have to say, women do this more, where they place their mobile phones under their bra, on their bra, on the left-hand side. I'm thinking,
no,
oh my Lord, what are they doing? I used to stop people and say, hey, listen, I work with scientists.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea. This is interfering with your heart. It's going to make you weaker, etc. They listen straight away. But how many times can I tell that to people? It's shocking. Other people go to bed with their phone right next to their head. And I'm not anti-phone or anything like that. We all have one. We all use it. But the point is this, what you're teaching and espousing, which is all about managing your energy, means making time to manage. You know, it doesn't have to be, and it never is boring. It, to be honest with you, it's like anything. Unless you live it and breathe it, it's very difficult to realize how amazing it is. I love cooking, for example. You can look at the food and go, oh, that looks nice. But when you taste it, you can feel every single taste bud tingle away with all the different cornucopias of flavors. This is what Qigong does on an energetic level. And I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Haroon. You get it. There's so much more that we can give when we bring our spacious time into it. So we're not in a rush. Encouraging each other to come off distractions. I mean, I have meetings with friends now, and it's like, you know, phone's over there. and how did we used to communicate? You know, it was a bit like that on the dance floor last Saturday, actually. There was no phones on there. They were kind of way away. We were like in the zone. We were in the timeless zone. And that is so healing for us. So I was wondering, we might know what is wrong. We might know that there's a high risk of this. Well, I'm citing a report that came out today. We're recording this on 29th of July. It was in the news today about chronic health issues affecting a third of people in their late 40s. And the common recorded health problems are high risk drinking, recurrent back problems, like you mentioned, mental health problems as well, and a very high blood pressure. Now, I hear that and it's like, well, those people are doing that because they're struggling with their lives. They're looking for ways out, ways to help. Why is that all going on? Because there's this disconnect between what's happening to your body, what you're doing to your body, and then how your body is responding, and also how society is distracting you away because you're just a consumer as far as it is concerned. Where is the health? The health is in nature. The health is in your friendships, the health, your vital life force energy, which is key, which is what Qigong helps us gather, cultivate and hone. that's what we want, isn't it? And then we can do what we want to do.
There's also a very important mindset shift that needs to also take place. I say need. It needs to take place. It's that important. Mm. Now, let's give an example. If you explain to a child when they're crossing the road, you're going to look right, you're going to look left, you're going to look right again several times. And then even when you're crossing the road, when the road's clear, you're going to look again, because the consequences are very dire, because you will get into a severe accident. Depending on the speed, at 30 miles an hour, you might break a limb. You might even die. 40 miles an hour, highly likely, you'll probably lose your life. It's kind of an immediate consequence. Mm-hmm. So when you explain, you have to prevent that. People understand that. Here's the problem. With chronic health issues, it creeps up on you bit by bit, because A, you don't believe it's that important. So belief is important. It's not a priority. B, it creeps up on you. You think, nah, I'll be able to handle it. But you know what? Nobody who has chronic health issues ever thought they're going to get chronic health issues. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Not that I'm aware of. If they've never had it, it's not a genetic thing, not that I'm aware of. It's a lifestyle thing. There's no medication to deal with chronic health issues. Absolutely no medication. Hospitals are fine. Pharmaceuticals are fine for acute issues, like you've had an accident, you've broken a leg, you need an immediate operation, you've been burnt, fine. But chronic health issues is all, if you don't want to have them, prevention.
Prevention and awareness of how your body actually works.
Yeah.
You know, I was really into human biology. Maybe you were as a teenager growing up doing exams and things. I couldn't get enough of like, why isn't everybody wanting to learn this? It's my body. I want to know how it works and how I can help it to take care of me. And maybe I'm just fortunate. I still managed to burn the candle a lot, let me tell you. I thought that was quite good fun at the time, until I then had raging tinnitus and woke up feeling like I was probably the age I am now, but not realizing that when I got to that age, I would be feeling pretty funky and hearty and yeah, full of life, feeling so much healthier these days, because I didn't realize what I was doing to myself with these little incremental pieces of maybe working all night on some costumes or just mainlining coffee or, no, actually I probably did realize what I was doing there. But so when we come back into this personal responsibility for our life force energy, it reminds me of another tenet that's key in Qigong, which that is that we are bequeathed a certain amount of this life force energy qi when we are born, as a combination of our mother's and our father's power and strength. And that is said to reside around the kidneys. So that's quite interesting that the adrenal glands are also around the kidneys. But it is also what happens with that, known as pre-heaven qi, is that when we use it up, we die. So it's like a bank account that, you know, if we're gradually taking it all out, it's going to go. And I'm like, oh no, what are we doing? It's like, well, that's when I really got into Qigong, because the practice of Qigong helps you to cultivate post-heaven qi, which augments and enhances that which you already have left. So you're not pulling on that so strongly, you're giving it a boost, so you've got something to use in the here and now, and hence why it's great to do it as a daily practice. But and it can be quite simple to do that too, but it gave me hope that I could do something for myself that was going to help my fundamental energy levels and to backtrack on the chronic health problems that I had. And yes, it took me a few years to unwind the years of shoulder problems that I had. And I had a lower back problem from having been a nurse as well. But I'm there and now I'm rocking it out on the dance floor and thinking Qigong is great preparation for dancing. And then I find out that Qigong is at the base of all martial arts. I'm like, okay, what is it like if this could be underpinning my life?
That's absolutely amazing. You know, I love going to the gym, and a lot of people will go to the gym and do a lot of fitness. Here's what I find with going to the gym, though. It's very much about sympathetic nervous system activation. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact of the matter is our sympathetic nervous system is already overactive. So this is the fight or flight. This is the yang
energy. Yang, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I mean, I've got devices. I work with a scientist by the name of Professor Konstantin Korotkov from St. Petersburg University. He's developed this technology many years ago, but it's like at the advanced stage. And this technology measures the conditions of all the different organs, all your different systems and meridians. And I can tell you what pops up with just about every single client is an overactive sympathetic nervous system, no matter what their condition. And rather than focus on disease, oh, you've got this disease and that disease, what I get them to work on through movement, through breath work, and thank God I know you and your amazing courses, I actually get to them to work on different elements which will help with their parasympathetic nervous system. And so for me, doing all this amazing training that I do, I'm a guy, my sons are like me as well. We like going to the gym. We're not bodybuilders or anything like that. But as men, especially post 40s, we need to activate our testosterone. However, the balance isn't there. And for me, Qigong is masterfully bringing that balance in. It's allowing me to be in a meditative state, and I'm a meditation teacher, a meditative state whilst moving. I like movement and breathing. I like breathing as well.
Yeah.
So how about you sharing with us about the importance of breath work?
Well,
how does that play into Qigong?
Very, because that's just what I wanted to chat about now. So we're talking about yin yang, and we're talking about parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. And how can we activate the parasympathetic nervous system when we know that we're really full on sympathetic, we're stressed out or whatever? It's the breath. The breath is the key. If you focus on the out breath, so if you just notice the out breath, the in breath will come in naturally, but notice the out breath again. And each time you notice the out breath, notice how it's a little bit longer than the in breath. And then as you notice how it's lengthening, notice how you're also dropping into your body more. Notice how maybe you're softening in your belly. And you notice the earth underneath your feet. And you know how much you are supported by Mother Earth. And when you get that, you've activated your parasympathetic nervous system. You've turned a switch using your breath. It takes 9 breaths, I would say, approximately, to do that. It might take you less if you're a hardcore trainer, and I mean that in the most yin way. But that helps every time. You can wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety. Just look at that out-breath. Just watch the out-breath. Letting go, feeling support, feeling yourself on the earth or on the bed.
Well, I'm currently doing your course as we speak, Power of Earth in You. And what I'm loving about it is how simple you make it. As you were talking about that, focusing on the out breath, I was paying attention to my own body. We haven't pre-planned this conversation.
No.
It's a conversation, for crying out loud. You can't pre-plan it. And as I'm doing it, everything that you said, how the body's softening up, how the breath is getting longer automatically, without even paying attention to what you know, the in-breath totally works. So we're going to be doing a webinar.
That's right, we are, aren't we?
Let's talk. Share, please. What are some of the things juicy things you're going to share in the webinar?
Oh, well, this is really looking at how you can access the power of the earth in you. What does that mean? That means letting yourself notice what's already there, what you're already connected with. Might not be conscious of it. You might not have placed your awareness on that, but you notice, like I just said, about the earth supporting you under your feet. There's also some very simple but pretty good fun practices that I want to share with you that helps to bring you down onto the earth. We're also going to be bringing in the breathing as well. And look at how you can integrate easy Qigong movements and meditations with your everyday life. So it's practical, accessible, and works. Well, I know it does for me, and I've had thousands of students have come through my trainings, and they're all finding it very, very, very useful, as indeed you are, Haroon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the other thing is it's free of charge.
Oh, that's right. It's a free one.
But
yes.
Now, yeah.
That's true, because it's like, how can I invite you over if you've not experienced this before? They're like, oh, we're just trying to make money. This is why I'm here. This is to share this stuff. And I know you're getting people coming in from all angles going, this works, this works, this works. It's like, well, let's invite you in to have a play and to see if this feels right for you. It might not. It might not land for you, but it just might. It might just be the piece in the jigsaw puzzle that your system has been calling for.
You know, the world we are living in today is in a bit of a terrible state. That's a fact, you know, with so many people suffering. And having worked with scientists and doing the research that I do and experiencing, I'm very much about experiential. And this is what I love about the webinar. It's going to be experiential. Having looked up what's going on in the world, if only people started practicing and taking ownership of their energy. That's the number one, take ownership. That's number one. Number two, take ownership of the kind of food that they put into their bodies. Take full responsibility. Number three, take ownership of their relationship, not just with their bodies, but bring meaning into their relationship with others. If they can look after those three key areas, I can't see why anyone should be ill. If you're happy in all your relationships, you've just removed massive amount of stress. But if you don't know how to manage your energy, then you may be bringing stress into your relationship. I've seen people in family relationships where the client comes to me and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you are bringing disaster into your own family situation because you are overwhelmed and stressed. And you know, the fact is, if you get two people sat next to each other, one's hugely stressed, the other one's calm, the person, they'll balance each other out. The calm person, if they're strong enough, will bring down the stress of everyone else. Mm-hmm. But if the stressed person is intense enough, they'll take everyone's stress up. So it's like critical. If you are in a relationship or you have family members, even if they don't live with you, own up to your own power and be somebody who brings harmony into the lives of others. It's not about you. So but this is our listeners. It's not just about you. Stop being so selfish. It's about the people around you. And that means, I you know what? I'm not going to be soft about it. I'm going to be careful with my language. Take ownership of your own health, of your own life, of your own relationships. It all starts with managing your energy. And I really hope, even if you don't come to this webinar, whatever you do, do it, take ownership somehow, somewhere, you know, but it means taking action. It's not just about sitting down and listening to these wonderful conversations. That's just entertainment until you put it into practice.
Thank you, Haroon, for being here with me on One Chi and share with listeners. You're absolutely right. This piece of taking responsibility for all your choices, that was my realization in my menopause when I couldn't go on it anymore. A friend said to me, you could make another choice. It's like, oh, I hadn't even realized. I was so in the thick of it all. We're all being asked to step up to what it is we're here for. We're all being asked to choose wisely, if that's what we want to do. Or we're just going to go along being victims of our circumstances. And they're not the ones that write the history books. You know, they're not the ones that create innovative new ways of being in society and alongside one another. And that piece about being the calm beacon of light, this is what Qigong does, you know. It gives you a place inside of you where you can connect to the peace and calm of the earth and the heavens inside of you and your heart and in your belly. And when you inhabit that, the energy that ripples out into the world helps others. It just helps others to recognize that frequency of truth, kindness, energy, connection. And they want some. And they'll come and chat to you and go, how do you do that then? What are you up to? And you'll say, well, it could be the chi. So thank you so much. We have got another track to play you, but just before we do, if you would like to come and see what we get up to in our Qigong and our webinars or our courses that we run, just head over to, well, actually you can come to clarapollo.com or my Instagram page. You can jump onto the link tree there. It's Chi Clara, that one. And of course, on the Facebook group, the Chi Ki Temple, that's Q-I-K-I Temple. And of course, we've got our One Chi group on Facebook and on YouTube. And Haroon, how can people find out more about you?
Very simple. If you want to find out about me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn. Type my name into Google. You will find me anywhere you want to find me.
Go on, spell it. Spell us your name then.
It's H-A-R-U-N, Harun, and Rabbani, R-A-B-B-A-N-I. There's only one of me in the world, so it's
there is. There's actually only one of me, which is quite interesting, isn't it? Like, how did that? Well, there's actually only one of each of you as well as you're listening, yeah. But you know what I mean around the whole name. So let's play this next track. So we're on the theme of Earth. So remember, when you hear that call to nature, you know what to do. Run outside, that's what I used to do. Or if it's the call of nature, then it's the bathroom. So whichever direction you're going in. But it's innately part of you. You are nature. You're part of nature. She's calling you back to yourself. And this track is by Nessie Gomez, and it's called Into the Earth, and it's on her Diamonds and Dreams album. Thank you all so much for listening to One Chi with me, Clara Apollo. Keep your chi up. Your energy is important.
Lose yourself.
been listening to One Qi Radio. If you'd like to find out more about the One Qi Project, look us up on Facebook and YouTube. And if you want to get involved, visit onechi.org to join our community of teachers.